WIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning into our daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. I had the pleasure of sitting down with Dave George, owner of newly up and running business here in Knowlton, known as the Knowlton Pantry. He chats with us about what his business offers here in the community and all things sustainability. So Dave, I'm going to please ask you to start off by explaining how you found yourself here in Brome Lake. Why did you decide to set up Knowlton General here in our community?
I wanted to be in the townships. Magog would be closest, but didn't really care for the vibe. And I love Knowlton. It was a fortunate accident. And I met the landlord. The place was cheap. I had no money to really open a business. So this was my father begged me not to. You know, and so, yeah, it was budget and it was a happy accident.
Awesome. And you're originally from
where? I'm from Montreal, but my dad built a place in Magog in the 60s. Okay. So I had always been weekends and holidays, and then I was a chef for most of my career. So took off traveling, came back to Montreal, realized, you know, I think I'm a country guy after all.
Yeah.
And I've been living full time here for the past 7 years.
So. Awesome. Now, can you give our listeners some insight into what you offer at Knowlton General? It seems to be sort of niche in terms of what we can find here in Brome, Missisquoi.
It's inspired by a general store, much like Jewett's. You know, it serves what the community needs. You can decide what you're going to try and sell, but your customers are going to tell you in the end. So I'm most known for sustainable seafood and the fact that I'm the only retailer who sells exclusively sustainable. But I'm not limited to that. I also offer meat from Patch Farms. When in season, I try and support the local organic farmers. Produce is a tough game. And then I have ecological cleaners, and then I have all the spice and condiments and hopefully all the stuff that goes with seafood, as well as my famous lineup of oysters.
Now, how did you make this possible? How did you make these connections to get this sustainable seafood? It must have taken a lot of networking to accomplish that.
Happenstance, probably, because working in food since the age of 15, kitchens are like, it's like aviation, long hours of boredom with pure minutes of panic. And you're with people who talk nothing about food. Like, it can be fatiguing. And the more you learn about food, and I love farms, I love animals, I love gardening. And then you think food's just a really wonderful world to work in. And you just learn about industrial farming, aquaculture. Like, it's a nightmare story. And I was trying to think, the problem with talking about sustainability is negative advertising doesn't work. I could bombard your listeners with depressing facts about the ocean, like just demoralize them, like they'll want to switch off. Like I do too. I have to sort of immerse my, like I follow every extremist group, you know, if you call PETA extremist, but you know, there's all, Facebook's wonderful because you can, you want to find crazy stuff, you can, but that's where most of the information and I will talk too much at length on this subject. But the pivotal moments with seafood was being the wholesaler 6 years ago, and you know, I'm learning about buying salmon, and it is like buying cars. There's cheap junkers and there's Cadillacs and everything in between. And all I knew was that there's no point in sort of hammering home all the negative problems. The deal is I found some good solutions.
Where is this sustainable seafood coming from exactly?
I lived in Vancouver for many years. I find the coastal cities are more aware about sustainability because they've got the oceans right in front of their face. The Vancouver Aquarium started up the OceanWise program to sort of help consumers identify what is sustainable seafood. So they're supposed, ideally on products, there would be OceanWise or MSC or ASC. Those are the big, or Monterey Bay Aquarium. Those are the big certifications of what sustainability is. And that's your guarantee that, you know, through the whole supply chain, this is a sustainable product. Very tough to find, very niche market, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And that's insane. I don't understand it. So, yeah, so my shop was like, well, listen, no one wanted to do this. Everyone told me this wouldn't work. It's sort of like, hey, I only sell things that won't destroy the planet. Oh, no one's going to go for that. You sure? Can you give a look? My dad said offer. Well, offer both. I was like, no, I'm a specialist in sustainability. I'm not going to, like, You know, it's like, well, do you want to kill the planet or just a little? I'm like, no, no, not at all. There are good solutions out there. We throw out more food than we produce. Yes. I mean, than we consume, excuse me. The ocean, you know, is the birthplace of life. And literally, it's our garbage dump now. That's how, you know, the cradle of life, you know, is out of the ocean. And we're treating it like a garbage dump.
So you get all of your produce from Vancouver.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, that was to answer your question. Let's be short. Halifax and Vancouver. But it was through a lady, Hannah, who has aficionados in Halifax. Okay. And one thing I love is that usually business is cutthroat, but in sustainability, people are very helpful when you're on the same mission. And so she's already been in the game for 10 years. Her husband's an oyster farmer. She's got all the contacts for the small producers. The freshness and the quality, like if I was being supplied by a distributor, there's just no way I could not equal that. You know, some days I could catch up to it, but it's fresh as can be. It's all healthy and good for you. It's good for the planet. Like it's supporting small businesses from the end to end. I'm in the shipping business, which isn't fun. There's a lot of driving involved, but it's, that's how we get the product right now. And, in fact, one of the problems I've always heard about organic food, the elevated prices, was not the actual production is cheaper than chemical farming, but the distribution networks are geared towards conventional produce. So, I mean, unless you're plugged into the big giant, you're not getting on that ride, and paying for your own ride is very expensive.
And you've been touching on it throughout the interview, and when we were connecting before we coordinated this interview, you mentioned that Knowlton General has sort of an educational mission as well.
Yeah, it's a big job because, first of all, it's a small business really on my own, but then to communicate effectively all the information that there is and not turn people off completely. You can't be Mr. Doom and Gloom, you know? But it's critical, and it's interesting the obstacles that you face being exclusively sustainable, like from ridicule to just financial barriers. It's kind of zany. novel idea. How about we go full reverse and try and we know we have the brains and the technology to take care of this planet. And it's a matter of like, yeah, but is it going to turn a profit, kid? I do have examples where, yes, the answer is yes.
You kind of just decided to take a risk, it seems.
Fools rush in, you know, a broken clock is right twice a day and that kind of stuff. But we'll see. I mean, I have January, February, and March to survive before I can announce that I've survived a year. I don't know what it is for general stores, but restaurants have a 90% fail rate in their first 3 years. So, I mean, you do this because you're an insane nut and you love doing it. And I'd say further down the line are the farmers. I meet farmers, see what they do. I'm like, wow, I could never do that. You're crazy. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for putting food in our stomachs.
They should be up there with doctors. Yeah. You know?
Now, what do you think that Knowlton General contributes to the community here? What makes it unique?
Well, it is, if you are, there's multiple reasons. If you're seeking to listen, I want to buy sustainable products. There's the option. I don't give a fig about sustainability. I just want to eat healthy. That's your best option. I also want to be able to support as many of the local small business. I mean, Knowlton's an incredible town. The more I learned about it, like it's an opulent lifestyle here. We have, like, you look at the wars and everything going on in the world, and just, you know, in very few small towns, you have this caliber. Like, you know, there's good dining, there's amazing venues, there's art galleries, there's like so many exceptional places. Like, this is the hardship of living in small towns usually is like none of this stuff is available. Yeah. So we're spoiled for plenty here. And so I want to add to that plenty, and I want to support, you know, Vitality Elderberry, carry their products, you know, carry everyone's who's producing WB Honey. Like, initially when I set up, I went through the Ontario Natural Food Co-op as a supplier for my dry goods. And when Nancy showed up and she had local honey and said, gained through the process of being certified organic, well, you're the new honey on the shelves, yeah? I really thought I would have more time to have a quiet start and drive around the countryside in the summer and meet all these wonderful people and their small producer. I haven't had any time to do that. So hopefully over the winter, I'll get a little more social and learn who my neighbors are and what wonderful products that I can carry.
Yeah. Make connections with people who are, there's a lot of entrepreneurship here in the area.
It's a special little town. I really lucked out coming here. I'm very, very happy.
Well, I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Dave, about Knowlton in general or...
Well, you know, we've built the terrace. We're fingers crossed mailing off the alcohol permit. And the first week, my plans were much more ambitious than what I'm doing right now. It's like 4 organic juices pressed daily, a daily plate, a small menu. And I guess my next big goal is to get staff. And that's a big issue here. But I will be seeking out people who have accommodations because I think we need to... I can know 6 or 7 different places who will hire someone right off the bat. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the barriers is just affordable accommodation. And I think if I was an immigrant coming to a small town, Quebec, some compatriots would really soften the blow of the cultural shock. But I think there's many good jobs on offer and it's a beautiful town and it would be an excellent little stepping stone for newly arrived immigrants. But thank you so much, Taylor. I mean, what a pleasure. What a cool studio. It's so nice of you. And thank you for being so patient.
No worries. And I wanted to ask you, can you mention maybe a little bit about where you're located so people can seek you out?
Absolutely. Knowlton General is located at 512 Chemin Knowlton, Corner Victoria, next to Ding's Garage, below the fripperie. We're hidden and invisible, but there's a black dog named Kobe and a wooden deck that I built out front for you to find me.
Well, thank you so much, Dave. I really appreciate it. Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.